Chodesh Tov v'mevurach tal. In this Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tav Shin Pei He, and we're holding on Daf Kuf Gimel in Sanhedrin. And I don't remember. Pretty sure that we just got up to the middle of the first line about Menashe. I think so. If I'm making a mistake, please correct. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, so we saw yesterday that we were talking yesterday about the Machlokes, about Menashe, whether Menashe has a chelik in Olam Haba. So Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha'omer Menashe in lo chelik Olam Haba, mirapei yedeyem shebaalei teshuvah. If you insist, and after all, that Menashe was restored and he did teshuvah for all those years, that he still didn't get a chelik in Olam Haba back, you are weakening the way in which Baalei Tshuva are able to fight for themselves. Because, I mean, they see that Menashe didn't help all of that Teshuva. So what are they going to feel about doing something for themselves? The Tani, Tana Kamedi Rabbi Yochanan, Menashe asat Teshuva 33 shanim. And this was not like a stam two-minute job. Menashe spent 33 years doing Teshuva. How do I know that? Dichtiv. Because it says, Ben Shtem Esrei Shana Menashe B'Malcho. Menashe was 12 years old when he became king, and 55 Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim, he was king for 55 years, Vayas Ashira Kasher Asa Achav. Now, what is the point of mentioning that he did the Asherah? I mean, all kinds of stuff, to mention that he did the Asherah the way that Achav had done the Asherah. And then it says that somehow or other, it was nogea that. So we take that to be an actual hekesh. That it means to say that he, in a sense, was a melech the way Achav was a melech. In what sense? Kama melech Achav. The total malchus of Achav was 22 years. Menashe was a king for 55 years, which means that 22 of those 55 years he was acting like Menashe. That's the point. I mean, it was a Rasha. So that means that the remaining years, which is 33, take off 22, Pashalu Tlatim Vetlat. So out of the 55 years, we're left with 33 years that he must have been doing Teshuvah that entire time. Say that a man that spent 33 years doing Teshuvah, he wasn't able to rebuild his Olam Haba, is very disheartening for Baalei Teshuvah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ma Dichtiv Yishma Elav Vayechaterlo? Shouldn't it have said in the pasuk Vayeaterlo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to him? I mean, that's usually the lashon that we use when we talk about responsiveness. So it must be Melamed Sheaselo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kamin Machateret Berakia Kedei Lekablo B'Teshuvah Mipnei Midas Hadin. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually went out of his way to be mekabel him, dafke, yes, to be mekabel him b'teshuva. And in order to do that, he didn't want to confront Midas Hadin that was always angry at everything that Menashe had done. And this keach of teshuva to get around the Midas Hadin is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tunnel through the rakia in order to be mekabel teshuva underneath the nose of Midas Hadin, so to speak. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan B'Shumim Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, another mimer of Rabbi Yochanan from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is the strange language of Bereshit that we find in Bereshit Mamlechut Yehoyakim Ben Yoshiyahu. So that's one place we find that in the beginning, and we find another in the beginning when it comes to Tzidkiyo. It's the only two times. So what does that mean? What is the renewal, the beginning? Beginning of what? I mean, it was the beginning of his personal Malchus. We don't find that anywhere else. Was it the beginning of a new type of Malchus? Of a new family of Malchus? No. So why does it use that word? It means to reference back to Maisa Bereshis itself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to put the entire world back to the beginning and start over again. And then press recess. Go back to the way it was before Bereshis. Looking at Yoyakim, this guy is so horrific. Maybe we should start over again and just press reset. Nistaka Bedoro, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kvayohol looked at the people of that generation, and the word Tzadikim Beinehem, and because of that, he changed his mind. So Niskara Dato, so to speak, he cooled off. And the same thing happened again because of the door of Tzidkiyo. So even though Tzidkiyo was a great tzaddik, remember that all of the work that he had done with that generation to do the massive tshuva movement and to get rid of all of the Avodah Zarah, the tricks that they used to use, which are, of course, still in very good use today, as people keep their TV behind these doors, you know, as soon as people from the yeshiva come in, they close the doors, close, they don't see the TV, and then the yeshiva guys go out, and then they open the TV. Well, that's what they did in those days, except that the TV was an Avodah Zarah, you see. So when the doors were closed, the Avodah Zarah suddenly became visible because the two parts were together, but people would come in, the Avodah Zarah would disappear with the cops that were checking for Avodah Zarah. Anyway, so that was a terrible generation. But Nistaka B'Tzidkiyo, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what a tzaddik Tzidkiyo himself was in that door, and then Nitkara Dato. So that means that either because of the door, we can be matzil, everyone, including the Melech, or because of the Melech, we can be matzil, the door. B'Tzidkiyo Namiksi. But wait a minute, Tzidkiyo wasn't so great, was he? I mean, it says, Vayaz hara b'nei Hashem. Yes, that's true. But remember that whenever a person is capable of giving tochacha, and he doesn't give tochacha, he is included in the very avera that he should have given the tochacha for. So since he could have done more to prevent what it is that they did by talking to them and explaining to them, and didn't, it was as if he did it. But the truth is that he himself was a great tzaddik. V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, another mimer of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all of these past ma'amorim have been that, is that when it's said in the Pasuk, Ish Chacham Nishpat et Ish Evil, Ragaz, Visachak, Ve'in Nachat. Strange Pasuk that Mishlei writes, that a man of great wisdom fights with an idiot, and he gets angry, and he laughs, and it doesn't make any difference. There's not going to be any kind of conclusion. What is that about? It means that the Ish Chacham, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Hashem Ish Milchama. So that Ish Milchama says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I had Achaz to deal with. So what did I do? I showed him how angry I got. Ragaz. Okay, so I gave him over into Malchei Damesek. So he was a potential Baal Teshuva. I mean, after all, these goyim from Damascus, they had him, and that was, should have caused him to do Teshuva. What does he do? He decides that the gods of Damesek, those are great gods, because look, after all, they managed to defeat him. So what does he do? He goes and he vayizbach l'Elohei Damesek amakimbo. So he goes and starts bringing korbanos to these gods who were the ones that defeated him. Oy vavoy. So, okay, I figured that's not the right approach then. So what did I do? Then, I'm sorry, I didn't finish what the nonsense that Achaz said. Look, if these gods of Aram make them be victorious, I better change my loyalty and start being mizabech to them. So they'll help me too. Because of that, they destroyed him and all of Klal Yisrael because of the fact that they were rid of a desert. So I figured, okay, I'll try the other approach. So when it came to Amatziam, Melech Yehuda, so I gave over Sinchakti. That means I laughed at him, meaning I gave over Malchei Edom, and he would be victorious. And I figured, okay, so he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. So now he'll decide to do teshuva and to do the mitzvahs. So what do? I give him Edom. See, he brings the gods of Edom that he just defeated, you understand? These key people are crazy. So he defeats them, so he brings their gods in to worship. After he comes back from the battles of defeating Edom, it says he brings their gods, this is crazy. Rav Papa, you know, that's what people say. Remember, it's always Rav Papa who tells us what people say. That's the Papa, the two mouths. People say, you know, Bachi le lamar de lo yada. Chayche lamar de lo yada. Vai le lamar de lo yada beitov levish. This kind of people, doesn't matter what you do. You cry to them, and no response. You smile with them, no response. The worst thing is a person who can't tell a difference in whether something is good or bad in a relationship. Okay, so now we're back again to describing the Inyanim of Tzidkiyo, how it was that Yerushalayim had collapsed. So there it says, Vayavo kosare melech bavel, vayishvu b'sha'ar ha'tavech. And what exactly is Yirmiyahu talking about? Something that happened during the time of the years that we were waiting, where it was already after the Asar B'Teves, it was after Tammuz, and people were already, the Goyim were already in the city, and it was before Tisha B'Av. So it says that the Sore Melech Bavel were standing in the gate of the Tavech, but we don't have any record of a gate called the Tavech gate. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it means the Mokaim Shemechatchim Bo Halachot. Look, there was a place where the Sanhedrin, we had the Shalosh Sanhedrin, that was there by the Beis HaMikdash. That was where all of the dinim were determined. And finally, in the Lishkas HaGozis, and this is where they penetrated to. And Omer Papa, Haina Damri Hinshe, Ba'atu Demore Tola Leizaine, Taman Kubaraya Kulte Tola. So you have a place where the great master of the house used to be, this really beautiful mansion, and he used to keep his weapons there. And now, that's where the low-class shepherd hangs up his backpack. I mean, things have fallen. And this is the same thing, that the Anshei Bavel weren't even allowed to come anywhere near this space. And the Mokam HaSanhedrin, that is the exact opposite. It's the Mishpat, that's Lifnehem v'lo Lifnei Akum. Here is the place where the Akum become the ones who are going to be Isaac in their laws and their destruction, their disaster. So, Maitich Amr Fchistam Rabir Meir Bar Abba, Maitich Tiv, Astei Ish Atzel Avarti, V'al Kerem Adam Chasar Lev. Here's the whole Moshel in Mishle. Shlomo Melech says, I walked by the field of a lazy man, by the vineyard of somebody who doesn't have any brains. V'nei ala kulo kibshonim, it's all covered over with thorns. Kosu panav charulim, and the entire face of this beautiful place that was so beautiful is now covered with these weeds. The Geder Avanim Neherosa, the beautiful stone fence, is now broken up into pieces. What is this referring to? So I'll stay Ish Atzela Varti. That refers to Achaz, and Al Kerem Adam Chasar Lev refers to Menashe. So we said each subsequent Melech that did Avodah Zarah was Mekalkel, so the Pasuk keeps saying each one is worse than the other. So by Menashe, already the Kerem Beis Yisrael was destroyed. V'nei ala kulokim shonim, that is a reference to Ammon, where we know that it got to the point where Kosu Panav Charulim is by Yakim, that they actually, the spider webs grew up all over the Mizbeach, just to show how useless it was and how people had forgotten it completely. And then the impact is that in the end, Geder Avanav Neherasa. And that's what happened to Port Sitkio, that after all of this internal rot and ruin, the whole wall around it was broken down. And that's the Churban Abayish Nechrav Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. So ruin starts inside, and gradually it affects even the powerful walls of Yerushalayim and ultimately the Beis HaMikdash itself. Yom Rav Chista, Yom Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Arba Kitot Ein Mekablot Pnei Shechinah. There may be people that have a Chelek in Olam Haba, and there may be people that have Ribui Torah and Maisim Tevim, and therefore they may have a wonderful Chelek in Olam Haba, but Afal Pekin, he won't be Zocha, if he's a member of one of these groups, he won't be Zocha to be Re'ah, the Pnei Shechinah with the Espeklari Amiro we were talking about before. Doesn't matter what his Madrega is. That is a person who has Litzonais, there's a member of the Kat Litzim. So he's always speaking cynically. Kat Shakranim, he lies. Kat Chanifim, he says things just to flatter people to be accepted for whatever reason. And Kat Misapre Lashon Hara. Where do we see this? Kat Litzim Dichtiv Bashach Yado Et Lotetziv. Kodesh Baruch Hu has withdrawn his hand from people like that. Kat Shakranim Dichtiv, as we saw before, Dover Shekorim Lo Yikon L'Neged Einai. I'm never going to establish people that are involved in telling lies. Kat Chanefim Dichtiv Kilo L'Fanav Chanef Yavo. People that are Machanif, they don't come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kat Misapre Lashon Hara Dichtiv Kilo El Chafetz Resha Ata Lo Yagur Chara. That idea of lo yagur chara, since it continues on, the whole rest of the Tehillah talks about and the Anshe Damim and Mirma and so on. So that's all talking about Lashon Hara. And that means that the whole introduction of Tzadik Atav, lo yebe megur chara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, can't be in an environment of a person that I'm about to explain who that is. That's the Mesaper Lashon Hara. Obviously, that person cannot be allowed in the Mechitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yomer Rav Chista, Omer Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Ma'idichtiv lo tu'una alecha ra'ah, v'nega lo yikrav bo'o alecha. So how do we understand that pasuk? I mean, the first pasuk is very nice, but the whole thing seems to be very different ambience. It's between a different sukkim. Because, look, consider, the lo tu'una alecha ra'ah, that concept of ra'ah, that evil wouldn't have any kind of rule over you, means that you may be nichshal now and then in an avera, but it's not going to define your life. The nega lo yikrav bo alecha, what would be a nega in your oil? Your oil means your intimate place. That means shelo timtza ishtecha safek nida b'sha'at avo min adera. Memela, if a person comes back from a long trip, and his wife is not Tahora. Okay, so she's not Tahora. But if she tells him, I'm not sure, I'm afraid, maybe there was a chatzitza in my tefillah, so his tendency is to, yeah, well, she's probably okay. I mean, then it becomes much harder to resist her. And therefore, you shouldn't come into that kind of matzav of sveikas, because that is a terrible place to be with the Yetzirah against you. Dover acher, lo tu nai lach ra'ah, shelo yiv'atucha chalamot ra'im, v'hirhurim ra'im. This means that into your dreams, you shouldn't get bad dreams, and you shouldn't have any hirhurim. V'nega lo yikrav bo alecha, means shelo, this is in your oil, means the oil of limut. So the oil could either be a reference to oil Torah, which is now what we're going to explain, or the ohel could be a reference to your ohel, ein ohel ela isha. The bracha of lo yikrav alecha could mean that you shouldn't have a talmid or a child that goes off the derech publicly. Now, the next psukim are very, very different in ambience. So I suggest that it's like this. Up until here, Adkan, this is from David HaMelech, who was telling Shlomo, his son, the type of things that a father gives as a bracha to a son. It's about Talmidim, it's about Hirhurim Raim, it's about a wife who's in Safek Nida. I mean, who's going to tell him that? That's his father that's telling him. But then, from this point on, it all seems to be a sense of compassion and tenderness to take care of him physically, that nothing should happen to him. That was from his mother. So when it says, Kimalachav Yitzavalach Lishmorcha B'chod Rachecha Al Kapayim Yisa'uncha, you know, the Malachim, they'll carry you up so that you should, maybe you'll end up hurting your toe, you know. Al Shachal Ufetan Tidroch, you could go and you can walk over lions and so on. Okay, who's saying that kind of thing? That's coming from his mother, who is concerned very much for his physical welfare and his mitpalelet for his shalom. Mikan ve'elech, but then the rest of it is clearly speaking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in first person. Because it's kivichashak ve'afalateu. He desired me, and therefore I saved him. Those are words that can only be said by the Shechina Kaviyachol, right? So then that means that this Tehillah is a combination of the brachas that were given to Shlomo from his three Shutafim, his father, his mother, and the Shechina. Yikra'eni ve'eneu imo anochi v'tzara achaletzeu ve'achabedeu. These are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bevorachim with. Orech yamim asbi'eu v'yareu b'shuasi. Now, getting back to Rishayim, Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, my dechtiv, vayimana mirshaim oram, zroa rama tishaver. Now, it's very strange in that pasuk. The word Rishayim, the ayin of that word, is written, according to the Kabbalah of the Ksav, the Mesera, is written higher than the rest of the word. So that means that what you see in the word is Rashim. And then only if you go up and you see the ayin hanging on top, do you realize it's Rishaim. Why is that? Because the meaning of it is to read it as Rashim, which means a double destitution. What's a double destitution? At Kivan Shenaaseh Adam Rash Milamata, if a person becomes destitute of human company, meaning that he has a lot of enemies in Olam Hazeh, that's a proof that he was Naaseh Rash Milamala, that he doesn't have Malachim on his side, and that he's in bad shape in the Shamayim as well. So that's the Rashim. So I understand. So why do we need the ayin? I'm confused. I thought you were explaining why we have the ayin hanging. Now you're just telling me that it was as if it's written without an ayin. So what's the point of the ayin? Says Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eliezer, the point is this. The ayin changes the meaning of what we just said. And even though it's true that a person who is Rash Lamata is Rash Lamala, we need to understand that there are lots of amazing people who are Rash Lamata and who are not Rash Lamala. So, for instance, we have David HaMelech. David HaMelech was surrounded by enemies. I mean, his whole life is enemies. So take a look at Sefer Tehillim and the way that he's mispalel constantly for the enemies who are trying to destroy him or are talking about him or making fun of his malchus and so on. So therefore, it says ayin so that we should realize that even though we have this Rashim juxtaposed with Rashim, that's only for Rishaim. But if the person is not a Rasha, then this is not a riot. It could be just the opposite. Maybe because he's such a tzaddik, he has all of this. V'chadamar, either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Eliezer says, look, everybody understood that. But the reason we need to have the ayin is because of Nehemiah ben Chachaya. Nehemiah got into a lot of trouble. Rashi says either a reference to the goyim that were against him, or was a reference also, remember that he got into trouble with Shechaniah ben Arach. They were very, very powerful people that had made friends with the Goyim in Yisrael when he came back and he was trying to get people to do the mitzvahs and to take care of the Chemes Yerushalayim and to get rid of the Goyis that they had married and so on and so forth. So he had a lot of enemies among the Jews too. So because of that, it says the ayin to make it clear that just because Nehemiah had all these enemies, it does not mean that he was Rash Milamala. Tana Rabbanan. Getting back to these three Malachim. So we already saw this story yesterday about how it is that Menashe explained to Rav Ashi, gave him over Dinim, told him that if he had been there, he would have been running to do Avodah Zarah. The truth is, each one of those three Malachim was an amazing Godol B'Torah. Tana Rabbanan. Menashe haya shoneh chamishim v'chamisha ponim b'Torat Kohanim. This same Menashe that was such a bucky in the destruction of the Avedas Beis Hamikdash and to do Avedas Zorah. He was such a gadol b'Torah that where Rebbe had only 13 different approaches in the Mishnah, he had 55 different ways of understanding Torah's Kayanim consistent. And this was Keneged, Rashi says, every year of his Malchus. So every year he would chazer over to Eskayanim, and every year he would have a whole new approach. So this was Menashe, Shnas, and so on. So that's incredible. Keneged Shnei Malchus, so as not everybody agrees with Rashi's approach, it was Mamish, that he is what he was Mechadish every year, but it was Keneged Shnei Malchuto, but it can't mean, and this with the Ramatayin, it can't mean that while he was being Isaac and Avedah Zarah, he was also being Isaac and the Chidushim. He finds it very hard to believe. It was during the years before he started. Okay, anyway, Achav had 85 different approaches. He put Menashe to shame, and Yerovam, he had 103 different approaches to Teras Kayanim. So these Bikiyim in Teras Kayanim were the three Malachim that we're talking about over here, who were the Avedah Zorah. So it's absolutely mind-boggling thoughts. Tanya. Oh, you read me. Meir Eimer, Avshalom also didn't have a Chesed Gnelam Abba. Shenemar, Vayaku et Avshalom vayimitu. What are the two Lashonis of Vayaku vayimitu? Vayaku v'olam hazeh vayimitu l'olam haba. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Achaz and Achazyahu, who were also Malchi Yehuda, the Chol Malchi Yisrael, Shekatuv Ben Vayasara B'nei Hashem, wherever you find that Lashon among all of the Malchi Yisrael, not among all of the Malchi Yehuda, just Achaz and Achazyah, but not in the other Malachim that it says Vayasara B'nei Hashem. If those are Lochayin, so it means that these people are not going to have an Olam Haba, but they're not going to have to go to Gehenim either. Because of the different things that they achieved, they had lives that were very, very difficult lives, wars that they had to go through, and the way that they had to take care of all of Klal Yisrael and make sure that their tzedakah was given properly, and to help people out, and so on, that saves them from Gehenna. V'gam damna ki shafach min asher arbe ma'od, ad asher milei et Yerushalayim peh lepeh. Where do we find Menashe? Well, Menashe killed people. Where did he shed innocent blood? That it says he filled the entire city of Yerushalayim with blood? And forget about chatato asher echeti et yudah lasot ha'ra b'nei Hashem. That's besides all the terrible things that he did with Avedah Zarah, and it was Machshel Yehuda to do evil, but what is mi peh lepeh? So hocha targimu sharag Yishayo. So in Bavel they say that what peh lepeh is a reference to the Novi Yishayo that he killed. Now it says over there in the story in the Gemara about the death of Yishayo that Yishayo had hidden himself using a shame in a tree that Menashe shouldn't be able to find him to murder him. And then Menashe was cutting that tree down when he got to the mouth of Yeshayahu. It says, Peh el peh ad aberbo. And it's the same in Yeshayahu, is the Keach HaPeh. B'maharov Amre, that's now, it's referring to actually murder. Well, what was the murder that he did? It's not that he literally murdered, but he made this incredible, gigantic idol. And he would have it drawn about the city. And underneath it, what was the mechanism of this idol that appeared to be moving from place to place? It took 1,000 people under it that would carry it around. And by the end of the day that these 1,000 people were carrying this thing, it weighed tons, basically they would all die because it was just too much for them to carry. So, okay, if that's the case, then indeed, over a period of time, he was Mamala Yerushalayim Yipel Peh. So let me ask you something. Rabbi Bar Bachana says that Shekula Nishama Shel Tzadik Echad Keneged Kol Olam Kula. One Tzadik's Nishama is the equivalent of an entire world. So who is that going to hear? That's like the Mandi Amar who says that it was Yishayos murder that we're talking about Yipel Peh. because one tzaddik is indeed mipeh lepeh. Now, it says in one pasuk that Menashe made a pesel. So it says he took the pesel, v'yosim et pesel ha-semel asher ha-sa be-beit ha-Elohim. And yet, in another pasuk, which is mamish very close by, it says that after he did teshuva, tefilato, and so on, the things that he had done wrong, the bomais and the asherim, the hapesilim, he was nichna. But why before did it say a single pesel? And now it says that when his teshuva was mekubelet, it says a lot of psalim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'tchila asalo partzuf echad. First, he made a pesel with one face. But then he realized that Lamaisa on the Merkava of the Shechina, there's four faces. So if he's really going to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry, he's got to duplicate a Avodah Zarah with all of the four different ponim like was on the Merkava. Besof, asalo arba'a partzufim, k'dei she'tireh Shechina v'tich'os. Because the whole purpose was to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu furious. It's amazing, the psychology of this. Achaz emido ba'aliyah. So Achaz took his pesel, and he put it in the Beis HaMikdash, but he put it on that upper story where the elevators were that you could come in to fix the Echad Isha. He put it in the aliyah. Shenemar v'et ha-mizbechot asher al-hagag aliyat Achaz. Menashe, he took it down from the aliyah, and he put it mamish in the Echal, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in the Echal, outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so near the Menorah, near the Shulchan. Shinemar, like Yosem et Pesel HaShira Asher Asa, Babayit Asher Amar Hashem El David Ve'al Shlomo Beno, Babayit Hazeh U'Birushalayim Asher Bacharti Mikol Shiftei Yisrael, Asim et Shmi La'olam. Good Lord. So in that place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is where I will be forever, and this is the place that I love, and this is where he goes and he puts an Avodah Zarah. That Amon, he went all the way. Ichnisu lebeit kodshei HaKadoshim. He brought in his Avodah Zarah into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because we find in Yeshayahu where it says, Ki katsara metza mi hystareya, v'hamasecha tzara ki hitkanes. What does that mean? That the bed is too thin for stretching out on? Like you can't stretch out in the Beis HaMikdash, which is considered to be the Chadar HaMitot, as it's referred to. It's the innermost bedroom. And now there's no room for the Baal HaBayis to spread out on his own bed. And that the cover is too thin for me to curl up with my cover. So what is that supposed to mean? It means Bihistareya. You look at that lashon. Histareya is a lashon of re'im. Amr Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Reb Yonatan, katzar hamatza zemel histareya lof shnei re'im ke'echad. How are two people supposed to share the same coverings? So Hashem Yirachim, it means that because he put an idol into the same mokum where the Shechina was, that the Shechina had no room. So what does that mean? I could tell you that when Rabbi Yonasan would come to this pasuk, he would burst out crying. He would say, "Misha kasavbo kones kaneid me'ayam." HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who can bring all of the waters of the sea into his hands. Te'aselo masechat tzara. So this ridiculous idol is now a tzara. Tzara is a lashon of a woman that somebody takes into his house that's now a competitor to his wife. So this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu you're talking about. So you bring a competitor into the home, his home. Achaz, who is mevatel to the Aveda, and he was chatam et haTorah, because it says, tzara to Uda, chatom Torah, belimudai. So he made the Torah basically to close up the yeshivas and make sure that people wouldn't learn. And he said, if there won't be any Talmidim, then there's not going to be any kind of Talmidei Chachomim. And in order to get the Talmidim we have to close the Chadorim. And if there's not going to be Tamid HaChamim, there's not going to be any Nevi'im. And if there won't be any Nevi'im, then the Shekhinah is going to have to leave. So he closed up all of the schools and all of the Bate Knesset in order to drive away the Shekhinah. Menashe, he did more. He was Kadarat HaAskarot. Every place that the Shem Hashem appeared in the Sefer Torah, he would erase the Shem Hashem, and instead, like we saw before, he would put in a Shem of Avedis Kechovim. And he also was Harasat HaMizbeach. He destroyed the Mizbeach. And how do we know that he destroyed the Mizbeach? Because after he did Teshuvah, it says that he was Bena the Mizbeach. So, well, when we say destroyed, it doesn't necessarily mean literally destroyed, but means in the Shemayim it was destroyed. And then Amon actually was Seref Esatera, Behela Simamit Agabea Mizbeach. So he Asered Karbonas, and he actually, like we spoke about yesterday, he went ahead, and the Mizbeach was meant to collapse into decays. It was covered over with spider webs just to bring out how useless it was. Ochaz was Matir the Erva, and Menashe was sleeping with his sister, and Amon, as his name implies, Ima, Amon, would sleep with his mother. Shenemar ki hu Amon hirba ashma. Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Elazar, what does it mean when it says that he's hirba ashma? So Chadamar, that's a reference to being served the Torah. But Chadamar shaba alimo. So when he went to sleep with his mother said to him, what's the matter with you? No normal person gets any pleasure from the same place that he came out of. I mean, that's like not, it's just not normal. Omar La, so Amon said to her, I'm not doing this for the sex, believe me. I'm doing it just to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. Klumani Ose Lalahaki says, Bori, I figure this will get him really mad. That's the whole purpose. Whereas Yoakim said, these guys, they don't even know how to get Hashem angry. I know what we can do. Now he said, look, this whole business that people believe that we're supposed to need God, and we're supposed to give brachas, and we're supposed to diavoda. The main idea is that we have to evolve beyond God. That's the issue. So as long as we remain primitive and we really do end up needing God, like, what are you going to do? You can't get people weaned from God completely. But if we develop technologically, we can actually get rid of the sun. Forget about Dyson spheres. That's childish. We can actually have endless energy from our own radioactive substance. God only knows what kind of brilliant stuff he had. What do we need God for? We need him for, you know, that little ball of energy. We've got our own energy. That gives us all the heat, light, electricity, and power we need. Let him take his light away. We don't need his light. So you tell Oro. So his people said to him, but what good is your Zahav Parvim if he owns all of these expensive wild materials? It says, Liyah Kesev, Liyah Zahav Nu Mashem Tzvakot. So how are you actually succeeding? No, said Yoakim. The whole point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave us all of these things, right? That's where it says, Hashamayim Shamayim LaHashem, V'ha'aretz Natan Livnei Adam. So the whole purpose of creation is to give everything over to humanity and to let humanity grow to the point where they don't need gods. That's primitive. We're trying to make a Bria that is self-sufficient. So here, I, the genius Yoakim, I am finally being Mekayim, the whole purpose of my separations for Adam to become weaned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all, doesn't it say about Yitzchak, about how they made this amazing holiday on the day that he was weaned, by Yom Yigamelet Yitzchak? We can have all of Klal Yisrael weaned from God, but you need to grow up psychologically also and stop sucking your God thumbs. Now that's the point. It already says, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem, V'oretz Natan Livnei Adam. So wait a second. This guy sounds pretty bad to me. I mean, how come he's not included in the Mishnah? Or like all the people that you brought up over here? I mean, you say anything about about the tremendous Rishayim, mention them. Why not? So can you tell me, after all of this, Yoyakim, who outdid anybody, but he is not included in the Malachim who lose their Olam Haba? I mean, maybe that's because it says in the Pasuk that Yeter, Divrei Yoyakim, V'toi V'tav, Asher Asa V'hanimtza Alav. You know, so basically we see later on, Hanimtza Alav means that which was found on him after he died, that we saw before. He wasn't going to show around his tattooed penis, but that's what he had with the Shem Hashem on it, Hashem Yerachem, or his Avodah Zarah on it. So, but that's what they found on him when he died. So maybe that's why, because he's so, it's a totally insane. I mean, I understand. What possible reason, this is said sarcastically, what possible reason could there be of not including him as someone who does not have a chelik in Olam Haba? By the way, when it says Hanim Tzalav, what does that mean? Reb Yochanan, Reb Elazar Amer, Chad Amer, Shechokak Shem Avodas Kechovim Alamosek, V'chad Amer, Shechokak Shem Shamayim Alamosek, which is a bigger bizoyan. Omar Le, look, says Rav Bamari, I don't know the answer to that. I don't have a Kabbalah. I mean, I can guess, but you're not asking me to guess. B'malachim lo shamati. So I don't know, but I did hear Hedyotos. And because there's an obvious Hedyot, which is the Arba Hedyotot. I mean, there's an obvious Hedyot that is in Tanakh that ought to be included in the list of people that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. And that is Micha. Why in the world, Micha had this Avodah Zarah for all of these years, why is he not included? That I did hear the pshat. So, Mipnei ma lo manu et Micha, because Mipnei shepito mitzuya lo avrei drachim, shenemar kol ha'over v'shav el ha'leviyim. The problem, of course, is that there is no such pasuk, but that's okay. But it basically boils down to that pasuk, you know. Because, I mean, you could see from the whole discussion that people were always coming in to Beis HaShomicha. We know the whole Gemara about how we used to laugh about this Avodah Zarah, Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson. You know, we used to say, we could have some pancakes this morning for our Avodah Zarah. Don't forget the maple syrup. So, basically, since there used to be lots of food available for people who would go by, so this was the mocker of Chabad houses, right? So all over the place, you can have these places where you go in, and the point is that you get what to eat there. So Mimela, okay, the other things that go on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts. If you're giving out food, it's also okay. So that, we actually make up this puzzle. Anyway, this Micha, he's been around for quite some time, remember, because we called him Mr. Squishy from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, where Moshe Rabbeinu complained that Tzelo Hitzalta as Hamecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, why don't you try one out? And that was, they called him Mr. Squishy because he was being squished under the bricks of Klal Yisrael's Shibud. And this, he actually, when he crossed over the Amsuf, he already had either the actual or the incipient Pesel Micha. What was an incipient Pesel Micha? So fascinatingly, Rashi learns that the incipient Pesel Micha was the tas that Moshe Rabbeinu had used. Everybody knows that medrash, that the Alei Shur that Moshe Rabbeinu had used to bring up the Arena Shel Yosef in order to take the keep the promise that was made to Yosef and to bring his body back to Eretz Yisrael. So Micha had stolen that tas, and he had in mind that he was going to use it to make an egel. But he also used that tas, as according to the other pshat, at that time already to make the Pesel Micha. So either was an incipient Avodah Zarah that crossed the Yam with them, or was literally Pesel Micha, says Rashi, maybe, that crossed the Yam with them. Tanya, if you take a look at the actual topography, says Rabbi Nassen, the place where the Pesel Micha was located was Gerav. And the distance from Gerav to Shiloh is only 3 mil. It was about 3 kilometers. So that amount of space is nothing. The Ashana Ma'aracha in Shiloh, there was all the smoke that was coming from the Mizbeach and Shiva, and the Ashan that was coming up from Pesel Micha, they would mix in the sky. So the Malachi Asharis wanted to destroy this guy. What kind of business is this? That the Avedas Hashem should be mixed with the smoke of a Mizbeach to Avedas Kechovim. It's Bizyonis that they wanted to blow the place up. Amarlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. Leave the guy. He's got this beautiful Chabad house. People that stop in there, they eat things, they drink. So therefore, since Pitom Mitzuyalo Vrei Drachim, it's a reason not to be Pogayim. And the truth is, it was because of Pesel Micha that the Pilegesh Begiva turned out to be such a disaster. Because why is it that when Klal Yisrael went to be Mekane for the Meisen, Pilegesh Begiva, they lost in the first battle there 40,000 people? I mean, it's like unbelievable. How is it that the Rishayim were the ones who won? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the other Bnei Yisrael that came in order to be Mekane L'Shem Hashem. Because, Marlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I love the way that now, all of a sudden, everybody's hot under the collar. So because of the fact that you've got some kind of whore, that bothers you, you know. But for my COVID, did anybody do anything all of these years? Pesel Micha? Did anybody go and say, we must go and destroy Pesel Micha? Not a peep. So as soon as you get your own moral issues involved, now all of a sudden, let's go and destroy them because, come off it, man. So that is what cost them that terrible disaster. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Gidola Legima, שהרחיקה שתי משפחות מישראל, שנאמר על דבר שלא קידמו אתכם בלחם ובמים. You're not allowed to take a into the קהל השם, לא יבוא עמוני ומואבי, ever, עד עולם. Even דור עשירי לא יבוא בקהל השם. How is that there? Because Baruch Hu doesn't allow people that למעשה Ammon and Moab that are from Lot, I mean, they're close to us. So how is it that they're not able to come into the Kal Hashem? And it says, Beferesh, why? Al Dvar Asher lo kidmu etchem belechem uvamayim. When you were Yotzei Mitzrayim, they didn't come along with bread on the road to greet you, did they? Because of that, they don't deserve to be part of you. Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, it's if you take a look at the keach of feeding people, look what it does. It's merachek the krovim, it's Mekarev, the Rechokim, and it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to notice when people are being Roshayim. Not only that, it's Bashrash Shechina on the V'yei HaBaal. And the worst part is that even if you didn't realize that you had an opportunity to do this Legima, it's as if you were committed not to do it. Let me explain what I'm saying, okay? The first thing I said was what? It's merachek people that are close. Well, we just explained that, didn't we? It's merachek as a krovim. That's a reference to Ammon and Moab. These people were krovim like Lot was karov to Avram. And it's mekarev rechokim because, remember Yisro? And Rabbi Yochanan himself had explained, since Yisro had said to his daughters, Kirenelo v'yocha lechem, call the man in that saved you and let him have some food. Because of that, the grandchildren of Yisro ended up Zochu b'nei banav yashvu b'lishkat ha-gazit. They became members of the Sanhedrin. Incredible. So his descendants were members of the Sanhedrin Agdela because of that. Shenema, how do we know that b'nei Keni ended up in the Lishkas ha-gazis? Because it says, u'mishpechot sofrim yoshvei ya'abetz. These yoshvei ya'abetz, who are the Kenim, became tiratim. Shimatim, Sukatim, Hema Akinim Aboim Achmat Avi Beit Rechev. So this Rechav, as we know, these were the ones that were learning with Osniel ben Knaz, and they ended up being Tiratim Yoshve in the Sha'arim, Tiras the Shar, Shimatim, they were Baleis, Shemuais, Sukatim, they were the ones that were inside of the Mokum, that is the Sochan Yisrael. And we know that Keni is Yisro, because it says, Uchtiv Hatam, we have the other Pasuk, Beferish and Shoftim, B'nei Keni, Chotein Moshe, Alumi Irat Marimet B'nei Yehuda, Midbar Yehuda Shebenegev Arad, Vayelech vayeshev et ha'am. So obviously, it's the same people. So then that means the Sofrim, which are Sofrim in Sanhedrin, is the same as that Kini, which was the Kini that was invited originally, namely Yisro, invited originally the Moshe Rabbeinu into his house. Why do I say that it closes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes to the bad deeds of Rishayim? Well, like we said, that's Micha. And where do we see it's Mashra Shechina on the V'yei HaBaal? And even the V'yim that are over there, Avodah Zarah, they get suddenly real Levias. Where do we see that? That we see from the story of Chavero Shel Ido Hanavi. Because remember what happened over there? Ido was supposed to yell at Yerovam, and then he was supposed to leave Beit El without participating in any way, eating or drinking, and Yerovam had invited him in, and said, no. So he left, and then this phony Navi comes and says, hey, wait a minute, I'm a Navi like you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to tell you to come back, and you should eat. And then what happens? They're sitting and eating. Tehti vayihem yoshvim al ha-shulchan, vayid var Hashem el ha-navi asher eshivo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to this Navi, who was a Navi of the Baal, who had brought Ido back, and now this Navi tells him actually what he hears from Hashem. Namely, that now he's going to be eaten by a lion because he never should have listened to him, and so on. That was a true Navias. So how does a Navi Abal get true Navias? Because he was giving ala shulchan. He was sitting there, and he was feeding Ido HaNavi. And Shigigata Ola Zadon, how do we know that not doing it by simply not realizing that it was necessary, that is considered to be as if you went out of your way to destroy by not giving that food? That's that horrible story that we just saw earlier in the Masechet about David HaMelech and Oda Yom Binov Lamod. The Amar of Yehuda Merav, Ilmale Yilvo Yonatan LeDavid, Shtei Kikrot Lechem. My God, think back. If Yonatan, when he told David, you got to get out of here because my father's going to try to murder you, all he needed to do was to bring out from the Suda, from his father's meal, where he was just coming out from, he could have taken a little bit of bread and given it to David so that David would have been able to make it without needing to ask in Novir HaKohanim for Lechem. And if he had just done that, a 5-cent difference. Look what would have happened to history. Lo nerga novir ha-kohanim. Lo nitra doiga domi. Lo nerak sha'ul ha-shloshet banav. It's beyond belief to think of what happened just because someone wasn't thinking of the fact that somebody needed to have a piece of bread ultimately. Quote, this is a tough mesechet, let me tell you, at the level of responsibility and the way things go down from generation to generation, the mistakes that people can make, it's absolutely frightening. I see that there's a hand for a handy on a Rosh Chodesh. That's got to be very important.
Yeah, so I was wondering why the Gemara associates this pasuk of laziness with all these malachim who are so active and creative, even though they're very evil. But it's davka alstei shatzelavarti, and that's doesn't seem to fit with their activities, other than the fact that it's degeneration.
Right. So obviously, the atzlut is some kind of underlying unwillingness to work when you need to work. Nobody's really lazy. Right? As I pointed out, I mean, nobody's going to be lazy to miss a soccer game that they wanted to attend. How come you're never lazy for that? How come nobody procrastinates not to get to the airport in time to make it to the Super Bowl? Never. Now, what's the shot? This could be the laziest guy in the world, but he manages to do it because the point of lazy is responsive activity, not activity that you happen to want to do for yourself. Nobody's lazy about that. And therefore, we call them ultimately, what's pushing them in these directions is complete and total unwillingness to respond by doing anything, and therefore to throw off the old. That's the main thing. and not to have an ol on you, that is the ultimate simcha of the lazy person. I don't have to do anything. That's what I want, not to have to do anything. Richie, you can tell us about that. Come on, Rich. Come on back in. All right. Finland awaits you. Okay, great. All right. Bezrat Hashem. Nobody like our Richie. Kol tov, everybody. Chodesh tov u'mevorach. Besirot tovot to all.